Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is January the 28th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Exodus, chapters 31 to 33. God has called us by name to do His work. We read in Exodus chapter 31, verses 1 to 6 like this. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "See, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, to design artistic works, to work in gold, in silver, in bronze, in cutting jewels for setting, in carving wood, and to work in all manner of workmanship. And I have appointed with him Aholiab, the son of Ahishamech, of the tribe of Dan. And I have put wisdom in the hearts of all who are gifted artisans, that they may make all that I have commanded you." In this passage that we read, God personally appointed two gifted artisans, Bezalel and Aholiab, to construct the tabernacle and all its furniture, calling them by name, endowing them with ability and talent, and giving them specific work to do that included supervising other workers in this holy assignment. Bezalel and Aholiab were gifted artisans, but they needed God's calling and enabling before they could do the work to please Him. The Israelites, who had been masons and bricklayers in Egypt, were not qualified for highly specialized workmanship. However, Bezalel and Aholiab were uniquely gifted and chosen of God for the crucial task of fashioning and constructing the tabernacle. Even though these two men had nothing to do with the priestly teaching or prophetic offices, they still needed the special infilling of God's Spirit for their craftsmanship. God's Spirit enhanced these men's native abilities with wisdom to fulfill His instructions, understanding to solve the project's complex problems, and skill to accomplish the project with accuracy. As God's children, we all have unique contributions to make in God's kingdom, and that must be made in the power of God's Spirit, who bestows all gifts and abilities upon us. It is important for us to note that when God calls us, He will fill us with the Spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge. When God wants to get a job done, He calls workers, equips them, and gives them the plan for the task in order to help them, and provides the needful resources for the task. Did you ever stop to think that God knows you intimately in connection with the skills and tasks that He has assigned to you, and that God has called you by name for His purposes? God has given you specific talents because He wants you to accomplish specific work for His kingdom. You should gauge your personal abilities with the understanding that they are specific gifts from God. They should not be taken for granted, viewed with pride, or looked down on when compared with others' abilities. Rather, you should utilize your skills and abilities for His glory and building up His church on this earth. Do you know what skills and abilities God has given you? Are you using them for His glory today? We read in Isaiah chapter 43 verse 1 like this, what God is speaking. "But now, thus says the Lord who created you, O Jacob, and He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine." And again we read in Psalms 33 verses 13 to 15 like this, "The Lord looks from heaven. He sees all the sons of men. From the place of His dwelling, He looks on all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashions their hearts individually. He considers all their works."